You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, the Notorious VIC, here on a big game week for Cleveland. The Tribe tonight, the Browns tomorrow night, national attention focused on this great city. And you want to let them, when the cameras shine on you, you want to have the nicest and latest gear. So you need to shop at the new and improved selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And I know I say this every time, but it's true. And more gear. It seems like Nike every week is releasing a new piece of team gear. This stuff is awesome.
Yeah, it really is. It's good. We wear it on days when you're not just rocking an Indians jersey, as you are today, and then other staffers wearing Indians gear to show our support for the Tribe. We get to rock that apparel as well, and it's good stuff. It's quality stuff, and it's breathable. Yeah, that's important. It gets pretty warm in here. Nathan, I want to hit this. We talked with Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. The part of this Browns this Browns matchup, but this Bills team that worries me about the Browns is what we talked about at the end. Mike Pettine's defense, the front seven.
Yep.
Because very similar to the Browns, that is what has allowed, I think that has been the biggest reason why the Buffalo Bills have a 2-2 record right now. And when you're not letting teams get any kind of running game going, we know the Browns have not been a great running team at all these last couple of games, and they haven't been with or without Trent Richardson. But with regard to how they're going to sort of set the tone here and going up against this Browns offensive line, that worries me, especially the interior blockers. I think of Marcell Dareus, and I think of some mismatching. I think of a guy who's going to find him, and you watch how they use him, right? They move him within that tackle box, and he is a scary guy.
Yeah.
Comes through there quick. He's strong. And I just think that, and then Kyle Williams, who's another street-fighting, just pounded-out type of nose tackle. Those two guys worry me a ton against this defense, against this offensive line.
This offensive line has had to go against some very good defensive fronts in each of the first four games. And I think with the quickness with which Hoyer gets rid of the ball, that helps. Obviously, last week against Cincinnati, who's got the great Geno Atkins, I thought they did a better job. And they need to do that again. You're right. The opportunities for plays to be made on the back end will be there. Hoyer needs the time to be able to make those plays, and that will be a critical matchup. I feel very good about Joe Thomas when he's lined up with Mario Williams. But we talked about yesterday, Williams so far this season, based on his snaps and his location, will be lined up with Mitchell Schwartz 60% of the time. That gives me a little bit of concern right there. Mario Williams playing very, very well, 5 sacks on the season. So you want to see this line hold up and do enough. I don't think it needs to be flawless, but I think it needs, when the opportunities for those big plays are there, do enough to give Brian Hoyer the time to make those big plays.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It's just got to do enough. It doesn't have to be spectacular, but it's just got to be good and solid. All right, we have got the roundtable coming up. It's Jim Donovan, who is the voice of the Browns on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Michael Regei. You know that guy. He does a lot of stuff for the PNC Bank Network. We co-host a show together called Browns Preview, which normally airs Wednesday nights, but we did it Monday of this week. This has been just a screwy week with scheduling. Nothing adds up because of a Thursday night game. Anyway, that's coming up next on a Football Wednesday edition of CBD. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850 WKNR. California here.